Like, I was laughing yesterday. One young man was telling me, he said, I was going through tremendous struggle. And I was telling, he said to himself, I know angels, you are around here. Why don't you help me? I was laughing, you know. So let's go to the next verse. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And so he cried out to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. When he cast to the waters were made sweet. Then there he made a statute, excuse me, and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them. Now look at next verse. This is my crime that happened last week. And said, if you, can you give me NIV for this verse? Because this is just tied up. But let's look at what NIV says. NIV, thank you. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord, to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command and keep or guard all his decrees, I will not bring on you any disease I brought on the Egyptians, for I'm the Lord who heals you. You know, last week, children were coming, and I talked about this for about 10 minutes, there about 15 minutes, and I talked, and when I finished and I walked off, the Lord said, you see, that's the way you don't get healed. I said, huh? He said, you partially read the verse, you rush through it, you don't listen carefully and attentively to me. You thought that you are finished talking about Jehovah Rapha, just like that. Wow. Wow. I was repenting, feeling sorry for myself, and I told myself, whatever it will take, we will listen carefully. We will listen attentively. He said, if you listen carefully, you know, in my younger days, when I hear things happen to Christians, I say, oh God, why? But we know him now. Oh, I saw him yesterday. What happened? Now, as I grow up older, I came to see that into wa len yofa oju ojelo. And I came to see that each one of us is called to a personal walk with God. And God will not have any uncle. That's why even the man who did this, Moses, God said will not enter the promised land. And many of us, an outsider, will say, God is wicked. Why did he do that? But it was his friend, but he will demand from him what he will demand from every one of us. Am I making some sense this morning? So, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, the older I get, the tougher it is to get my attention together to listen carefully. Then he said, and do what is right in his eyes. And pay attention to his command, like you must forgive. And keep guard over all his decrees. He said, I will not bring on you. So, for one thing God will do is asking us to do four things. Can you look at the verse? How many of us have been before in the lab? We do something or we do mathematics and we leave out a figure. Can you complete lie lie? One of the best ways you can do is to trace your way back and troubleshoot to find it. So if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God. So listening carefully to pay attention. Today we live in a world of distraction. So much. I want to read something in my Bible. I open my tablet. I see one notification. I got to start battling with that to get myself together. And can I confess to you? And as you read this verse in my Bible or read something, and first day, second day, I will go down there. I will read, not read enough because I have other things coming on my phone, my tablet. And once in a while, I'll be caught in limbo and God will say to me, 2 or 3 days now, you have been trying to do this. You're not getting through with it. What's so strong? Emma Binolua is the news from China about the breakthrough from China. Nah, nah, nah. And I was quick to read that than to pay attention to the word of God. My mind just goes off. Now, second in that verse, he said, and do what is right in his eyes. The Lord said, let me sit you down here. He said, you know what is right, don't you? Sort of. He said, in your own eyes, that is right. But have you ever asked me what is right in my own eyes? It's right in your own eyes to talk like that or to act like that. But have you ever asked, when the Lord was dealing with me on this, let's go to Judges 21, the last verse. Judges 21. I think it's 21, 21. I'm not very sure now. Whatever. The last verse, the last chapter in the book of Judges. Charles, can you get it? In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. The Lord said, if you listen to me, and second, your doing, you always refer to me right. You know, many of us accuse God of all kinds of things, including myself. Why don't you do like that? Why don't you do like that? Why don't you do like that? Like, it's a recent thing now to accuse God of genocide. It's a new thing going on now. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Can I, any Bible reader, if you start reading from Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, God was judging all those kings on one line. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. That's the conclusion of their tenure. He did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. One of the biggest things for me to see that God's eyes are right on me. Psalm 32. First time Samuji came to church years ago, this is the verse I was reading, verse 8 in church. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. How many of you have gone out with your mom before when you are very small? They say, Ewa Jeun. Don't do like this. Too bad Jeun Jeun. When you get out, the food is good for you, it's right for you because you are hungry. But I'm going to deal like this. And he just went out hungry. But he did what was right in our eyes. I always wonder why they don't let us eat outside. Just, that's right in our eyes. Did what? I saw that all over the Bible. He did what was right. Not what was right. You see, you can do what's right before pastor or before people. But is this right before the Lord? Will God actually sanction this? This involves all that we do in our lives. I don't know how that has to do with sickness, diabetes, and hypertension. I don't know. But I'm foolish enough to listen. He said, if you will listen attentively to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. It's all over the Bible. Doing what is right in his eyes. Doing what is right in his eyes. When I was growing up, I was in Baptist church with my parents. There are things I don't remember. But I remember one, Mr. Fatoki, Sunday school teacher. He would stand and teach us. And he would sing one song. Sora fun to fear no reso. Sora fun to fear jurari. Baba kam beloke to bo juole sora fun o to fi o jureri. I don't know if you had that song before. Sunday school people. So I must be thinking that doesn't make me psychiatric. Oh. Are you hearing me? That doesn't make me psychiatric. Oh God, oh God, oh God. But I'm thinking like this. Let's look at First Kings. Hallelujah. Just an example. Stop. Go back. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Take a look at sometimes I feel God's pain reading through Samuel and Co. You know, all of us know about Solomon. Remember Solomon? Solomon built the temple for God. Fantastic thing. Then as he got older, he started marrying so many wives. And they began to get him off the course, and he started building temples for the gods of his wives. I want you to listen to this. And God came pleading with him. The Bible said, Solomon refused to listen. In fact, Mount of Olives, he built different temples for his wife. I don't hear people talking about that one. They talk about the temple of Solomon. Solomon has many temples. The one for God, we know. And then, after God talked, you don't know what's right in my heart. You know what happened next? God called a young man, his name Jeroboam. A prophet was sent to him. Go. As he was going on the way, prophet came, called him, and the prophet took his new robe and tore it to 12 pieces and gave him 10 and kept 2. And he said, God was not happy with Solomon. I'm going to take the kingdom out of his hand. I'll give you 10 of the states. I will leave Judah, where he came from, and Benjamin, the smallest in the land, with him. Are you hearing me? And he said, God said to him, if you will listen and do what right, like David, my servant, you will continue in this dynasty. So gave it to him. Guess what? The guy left. And God divided the kingdom and gave Jeroboam. Jeroboam now became king over 10 tribes. He now said to himself, they will go and worship in Jerusalem. If they go to Jerusalem, they will go back to the house of David. So, let's just political, set up some golden calves so that they can just worship here. You have to go and worship there because, how can God be worshiping your enemy's land? You know what? He did that which was right in his own eyes, but was that right in the eyes of the Lord? One of my greatest fights is to not see God only in church, but to see him accompany myself, my life, all day, all night. That whatever I'm doing, I need to ask, is this right in the eyes of the Lord? Every step I'm taking, you know, I should not be living my life like this. I will crash it and I'll come back. Jeroboam did that. Do you know what? God is so, I can feel the pain of God. After I set up the sacrifice, set up the altar, God sent a man from nowhere and said, oh, Jeroboam, that altar is against the Lord. A son is coming. I'll be born by 8th generation of David that will smash these altars and kill all the prophets and burn their bodies on this sacrifice. While that man was saying that, he said, and this is a sign, the altar will be broken into pieces, just slashed into two. You know what Jeroboam did? He said, arrest him. The hand he stretched forth became paralyzed. You know what? God is amazing. He said, oh man of God, pray for me that my hand will be. And he prayed, if it were me. He prayed and his hand was restored. But he never listened. He kept doing that kind of thing. You know the sad thing I heard? God said to the man again that ordained him, I will wipe out all his generation. Why? He did what was not right in my eyes. He had one son. Are you listening, everybody? And that song got sick. Bam. You can see what I'm talking about now. That song got sick. Got the finest doctors in town. He was not getting well. So he now got up and called his wife. Disguise. Go to that prophet that ordained me. And go tell him. Find out the fate of this guy. That prophet had become blind, now old. As he was sitting there in his eyes, the Lord told him, tomorrow, the wife of Jero will be coming. Tell him that I know all he did, and none of his children will be alive and live. But this son, I'm going to withdraw him from the pain. I found something good in him, so I will not let this child see all the mess. Let him come home. Wow. And he told the wife, as long as you step back into your town and enter to your corridor, the child will die. And that's what happened. And they concluded the life of Jehoshaphat, or Jeroboam, he did what was not right in the eyes of the Lord. You see kings, they mess up, they have problems, but you see, and he did right in the eyes of the Lord. That means, God, what do you want me to do? God, in this matter, what do you want me to do? That should be our concern more than what I actually think it is this way. You can see the link of, I don't finish today, I'm not going to stop now because I want to follow the Lord. Until I clear that verse, we will not leave that verse. Because that's where our healing is. Can I close on this note? Look at all the healings of Jesus. There was always a discussion. There was always a discussion. All the healing, they have been listening and talking, talking and listening. The woman of the issue of blood that talked to herself and came behind Jesus, Jesus got her back to talk with her. Remember that? Jairus talked to Jesus. Jesus went and talked along the way. I am feeling that if we talk more with the Lord, a lot of healings will happen in our lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If we talk more with the Lord, a lot of healings will take place in our life. A lot of restoration. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's not just ask him for something and walk away. Can you imagine 38 years this man has been sick? Jesus came and said, do you want to be made well? Just like that. Oh, he said, I don't have any man. He said, take up your mat and go home. Can we close our eyes? Let's say, Lord, help me to discuss more and talk more with you. Help me not just to go off on my own target. Help me to consider things right before your eyes. Help me to know that what is right, finally, is what is right in your eyes. Help me not to be my own moral standard. Help me to let you occupy the throne in my life that decides the ultimate issues in my life. Help me to hear your voice. Help me to feel your passion. Help me to think your thoughts. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we open our eyes? Psalm 115. We have some more minutes left. Psalm 115. Let me find the verse. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Give us in KJV. Psalm 115, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more. you and your children. As you sit down this morning, say, I want you to talk to the Lord. Lord, I want to see this verse fulfilled in my life. Increase in strength. You promised me increase. People said as you get old, you will diminish, disappear, buried and forgotten. But you said you will increase me more and more. So I'm asking that increase me in love, in favor, in peace, in prosperity, in health. I want my health to increase. So the Lord shall increase you more and more. Oh, can you talk about your children too? Your children right now. You know what they need. You know what they need to have. Maybe they need to get married now. That's an increase. They need to change their job for something better. That's an increase. They need to get admission. That's an increase. So you and your children, wherever your children are right now, just say, Lord, I pray for increase. Increase. Increase of favor for them. Or maybe you sure that they are not stabilized spiritually. Say, Lord, I pray for their increase in their spiritual capacity and commitment to you. Can we just take it to the Lord? And say, Lord, I want to hear your voice, what to do. Can you tell us what to do, Father? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now open your eyes. I want us, when we're praying, I saw this, that we should be waiting on the Lord. In fact, I saw this, that even down to what you eat, God will say, that's too much sugar. You hear it in your spirit. God will say, no, don't do that right now. So now I tell you, park your car and walk. If you start listening to that nudging from within, your health will start improving. You know, I've had a challenge in my health sometimes ago, I tell you. I was just having serious itching. Just itching. I dealt with it. I started listening. Where is this coming from? It was the bed sheet I was using. Just that enlightenment just came. It's the bed sheet. So I removed that particular bed sheet and I said, and then we use it again. Next time, same thing happened again. I said, See, I can be confessing and I'm binding the devil. You hear me? Just listening. Pain, issues, things like that. Sometimes the Lord will tell you exactly what's going on in your body sometimes and help you to even go to the doctor well. If you need to go to the doctor. One of my teachers, one time, he said it was in the night. He was sleeping. I just woke him up. Call your wife now and call your doctor. Call your wife now and call your doctor. I said, what? He said, just call. So the woman was sleeping. The doctor was called and rose up. I don't know what happened to her. I think whether her glucose or something has gone. She's almost at the point of coma and passing out. And the man was not around because he was preaching somewhere. He said, when they got down there, thank God they were there at the right time. Just took care of it. So, listening to the voice of the Lord, chapter 8, Proverbs. Let's listen daily. When issues occur, don't really just pray, God, do something. But also be there to catch it. Whatever he will say to you, assurance, he may not even tell you, he may just assure you. Praise God, somebody. Have you been there before? Just assure you. Maybe some money, some issues. Just assure you. You know, one time, Prof was telling me about his son. I think about school fees or something. It's just as a show. You know, just go to the Lord. Chapter 8, Proverbs. That's our time. It's up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, Proverbs. Take a look at this. We close and we go home. You don't ultimately need to do anyway. Verse 34. Okay, to make it from verse 33. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not discern it. Look at next verse. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Doing what? Watching daily. At even sometimes listen before you read your Bible. Sometimes you'll be tempted to read particular parts that will have to do with the day or something in your life. Of course, I have my regular Bible reading. I'm reading through Proverbs. I'm reading through Isaiah. But at the same time, I have time that I just stop and say, Lord, what should I read? Where should I be? I just confessed to you, He wanted me to go and read the book of Colossians. But I was using my tablet and I will not have time. And I will not have time. And I will not have time. 3 days later, I said, I told you. I don't know why. He knows why. It's right in his eyes. Are you hearing me? Can we just pray for that person next to you? Say, Lord, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. That they be more sensitive to your voice. They be more sensitive to your voice in our daily life. Our finances, our children. We will feel what we need to feel and think what we need to think and do what we need to do concerning the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your voice coming to us clearer, better, more insightful in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, we're going to hear the voice of the Lord. We're going to be following Him in our daily living. I'm going to trust His voice more, that He's speaking to me. He's guiding me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you finally pray that all of us will increase more and more? Increase in health, increase in favor, increase in strength. So as your days, so shall your strength be. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we get up on our feet? It's time to go home. Yeah, second service, they're already waiting somewhere there. It's just raining. Somebody said, rain has come to spoil today. It has not been spoiling other day, Sunday like this. Now, so we should give thanks even. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. Tell somebody beside you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days. All right. Try and find your way through the rain and go out any way you can. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.